All right, remember this next time your loving spouse interrupts your couch coma. That little nap could help your memory. Snooze you can use. Here's Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
I've been fascinated by this whole concept of sleep, how we sleep, why we sleep, for a very long time. And some new research coming out, pretty interesting stuff, saying basically that while sleep is good, dreaming is even better as far as learning things, remembering things, synthesizing things, and figuring out problems. Just fascinating stuff. They had a series of tests, problems they presented to people. They allowed certain people to sleep after the problem was presented. Other people did not get to sleep. And they really tried to figure out what was happening specifically in the brain and how people would perform. First of all, they found that people who got a little bit of sleep were able to figure out a lot of these problems easier and more quickly. Now, take a look at the brain here specifically. As that brain spins around, you see there's two areas that are really of critical importance. The frontal area in light purple and the back area in dark purple, that's called the hippocampus, that frontal area, the frontal lobes. These two areas really need to be talking to each other to solve problems. The front area sort of analyzes problems, try to synthesize it, and the back area is where you store a lot of memories and may recall other memories that can help you figure out the problem. When you're awake, these two parts of the brain are talking to each other, but there's also lots of other areas of the brain that are talking to each other. Sort of makes it harder, could interfere with that communication. When you are sleeping, and even more specifically when you're dreaming, those two areas seem to communicate much more easily. And that's why it's easier to sort of solve a problem or synthesize something while you're doing this. You think your brain is asleep, it's really not. It can be working on something, which is why people probably are told to sleep on it. You sleep on it, and all of a sudden the answer comes to you. Now, this you know, has a lot of implications. If you're sort of mulling over a difficult problem, you simply can't seem to figure it out. Even resting for about 90 minutes or so, that can give you enough time to cycle through all your stages of sleep and possibly come up with an answer. We do have five stages of sleep, and it's REM sleep, when your eyes are darting back and forth when you're usually dreaming. And again, it's that state of sleep that often is the best in terms of trying to figure out some of these problems. So again, fascinating research, I think hopefully helpful to anyone trying to get a little extra sleep, maybe solve some problems at the same time.